ancestral as the jazz that has given birth to today's sound sport. On a field fit for young boys to front in a grown man's game. You see, 2003 speaks of TV gangsters and the appeal of trial and tribulation to people whose days are void of excitement. Aside from the common man's voyeurism and the continually extraordinary appeal of the villain. It seems like goodwill has run its course by now, leaving you and I to share a crop for the sake of blind selfishness. You see, I want to do the right thing. But my wrongs, they just won't seem to let me. So I'ma spend all my time and money trying to get free. Yeah, we share crop for the sake of blind selfishness and grow numb to our children's cries for help. We don't even notice the shrapnel burning on the playground because we're always asking for just a little bit more before we go to work. Full pocket seems to speed the day along, and you never know how the boss is gonna act on Friday. So, I wanna do the right thing, but my wrongs, they just won't seem to let me. So I'ma spend all my time and money trying to get free. The age of selfishness is fertilizing itself with our ignorant leftovers again. Love always comes by, but it also seems to pass on in a way like so many pleasantries of the past. Danger and anger is the new day's ice cream man, romanticized by young city hustlers, hardened like the cement they play out in. Live their lives on, always thinking maybe I should do the right thing, but these wrongs, they just won't let me. So I'ma spend all my time and money trying to get free. The mouths of babes are now known to often sound far more profound than the very jazz that has given us our birthright. Butt naked and dependent on the almighty dollar and a hologram called peace. It's hard to attain because a man who holds the key would rather have you and I divided and conquered. But you know that makes us a little bit easier to control. Or to make us do the right thing. Music world, we always talk about blowing up, but most often never get the chance. But go over to the Arab world where little boys and girls know all too well how real an explosion feels and how one country's obsession with power has set the world on its ear, calling it in the equation for that to be the case now, ain't it? America's most wanted has been pared down to two desert chameleons with fangs full of arsenic. Proof that ignorance is bliss and war sport is far more dangerous in these days and times. So my friends and I, we pound out beats and bark out rhymes to pass the time. At the end of the day, we really want to do the right thing. But all these wrongs just won't seem to let us.